Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're looking for star upside in later rounds at running back next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Hey, welcome to FFT in 5. It's Tuesday, August 2nd edition, and I'm asking Jamie Eisenberg for his three favorite late round running back targets for the 2022 season. But I'm going to start with my own pick based on a little bit of training camp scuttlebutt that we've seen over the last couple of days, and that is rookie running back for the Chargers, Isaiah Spiller. According to the NFL Network's Taylor Biscotti, Spiller is the only Chargers running back besides Austin Eckler getting first-team reps at running back. That's pretty huge. We've seen this offense sustain multiple fantasy-viable running backs alongside Austin Eckler. I mean, you have to go back a little bit to Melvin Gordon, but you know, last season, Justin Jackson started one game without Austin Eckler, had 11 carries, 9 targets. We've seen Justin Jackson put up big numbers when Austin Eckler's missed time. So if Isaiah Spiller, fourth-round pick for the Chargers, can be that, you know, 1B or even number 2, but with the upside to be, I think a borderline top 12 running back, if Austin Eckler has to miss time, he's someone I want on my teams in basically every draft if I can get him. If I can get him inside of the top 100, I'm thrilled. Or outside of the top 100, I'm thrilled, and I'm willing to take him inside of the top 100. Jamie, who's going to be this year's Elijah Mitchell or Darrell Williams, that late-round guy who comes relatively out of nowhere and makes a big impact for fantasy? Give me three of them.
Yeah, Isaiah Spiller is a great call. You know, three that I look for late in every draft. Kenneth Gainwell is the first one. I'm looking at Fantasy Pros ADP, so you know, guys that are going basically after pick 130 overall. I don't know if that'll be the case once we get to all of our redraft leagues. But Gainwell is certainly somebody that, you know, I plan to target a lot. You know, as we've seen, Miles Sanders has missed at least 4 games each of the last 2 seasons. Gainwell is going to get an opportunity with Sanders healthy in a passing game that should improve with Jalen Hurts and the weapons that they have there, and I think a more aggressive plan. So I do like Kenneth Gainwell as some standalone value, but obviously he has some lottery ticket appeal as well. Tyler Allgeier, you know, you've already got one report that he could be the lead running back in Atlanta, and we saw Cordarrelle Patterson struggle down the stretch. No surprise for a guy that's been in the league as long as he has, you know, approaching 30 and clearly not necessarily what we think of as a, you know, lead featured workhorse type of running back. And I'm sure Arthur Smith would like to have at least some of a plan B, if not maybe a plan 1A. And Tyler Allgeier is a physical running back, you know, not necessarily a Derrick Henry type, but a guy that runs that with that style, you know, just a straightforward, put your nose down, get what's given to you, you know, and if you have the opportunity to pop one, I don't know if Allgeier has the upside of Derrick Henry. In terms of top end speed, those type of things, but he certainly has the upside to find the end zone. And if this offense doesn't improve, then maybe Tyler Allgeier can end up being a weekly starter. And then the third one is just looking at what's been the case in San Francisco for the last 5 years, all 5 years of Kyle Shanahan being there. It's been a different lead rusher every time. You mentioned Elijah Mitchell. He was a third string running back to open the season last year. In some cases could have been fourth string depending on the health of Jeff Wilson, but he was behind, at least we thought, not only Raheem Mostert, but also Trey Sermon. Well, we got to week one last year. Trey Sermon wasn't active. Raheem Mostert went down. The rest is history for Elijah Mitchell. Had a great rookie season. So Tyrion Davis Price, the third-round pick this year. We'll see how he works. We'll see what kind of opportunity he gets. You're already hearing that he's going to get maybe some short yardage and goal line opportunities. And if something happens to Elijah Mitchell, who missed 6 games as a rookie, maybe Tyrion Davis Price is the next man up. So three guys with some upside that I look for, and hopefully at least one of them will hit in 2022.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan, I think, can be fairly described as mercurial. Especially when it comes to young players. I mean, we saw with Trey Sermon and Brandon Ayuk last year just kind of fell out of his favor at the beginning of the season based on how their training camps went. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's the kind of turnover year over year that San Francisco, you know, especially they finished top 5 in running back fantasy points 2 of the past 3 seasons. Last year being the outlier, I think, for obvious reasons. Deebo Samuel was such a big part of that running game in the second half that they actually only finished 19th in PPR points. Four running backs, but yeah, that's a good call. What do you tend to look for with your late round running backs? Are you looking for the right offense? Are you trying to find an overlooked talent in particular, or is it more about situation?
I think it's all three. You know, it kind of comes down to, I think, first off, what your roster build is. You know, so in the case of Gainwell, who I do think is going to be, you know, somebody that sees his ADP rise significantly. I think, you know, you'll see the type of player that he is. He can help you right now. The other two guys in terms of Algier and Davis Price, Algier probably is going to get some buzz if he continues to get first team work. So, you know, his ADP may rise also. But, you know, Davis Price, another guy that I was looking at, Brian Robinson, you know, these type of guys that they're an injury away from being, you know, in a featured role. But I think we could also get some production out of them early on in the season. So for the most part, though, you're looking for, you know, if you have a strong running back core, you know, what can help you as a lottery ticket? Otherwise, you know, if you need to sort of backfill the position, if you go wide receiver heavy in your draft, you know, maybe somebody more like Gainwell, who's going to have a role early in the season, doesn't need an injury to be successful.
And one thing I like about the Gainwell pick is he might not necessarily need an injury, just because Miles Sanders is a free agent at the end of this season. The Eagles have no reason to necessarily keep him around long term if they don't like him. So if things go wrong for him, you know, Kenneth Gainwell is the kind of guy who could just usurp Miles Sanders as the lead running back in Philadelphia. So that's another great call. He's someone I want on a lot of my teams. And that's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. We'll be back on Wednesday with more Running Back Week preview. See you later.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast. And I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.